There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
I'm John Bashaw with my colleague Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. Looking at the map of Europe, EU and NATO are not the same, but there's overlap. Ireland is a member of the EU, but not a member of NATO. Ireland is recovering very nicely, thank you very much. It's got a lot of backroom business for Silicon Valley. It has a surplus in the government, and it has a serene land that says we're neutral in these conflicts. But I learned from the Financial Times in these last hours that Ireland has no navy. It used to have 8 warships, now it has 4. That is not adequate for the vulnerability of all of EU, all of NATO. What? Not a land invasion of Ireland. To the west of Ireland, the western approaches, are all the cables running to and from Europe, to the United States and around the world. Those cables carry the financial news of the moment. Without those cables, the financial markets have to adjust badly and with a great deal of difficulty. I'm told by the Financial Times. I'm also told by the Financial Times that Russia has been using these last years to map out the cables on the west of Ireland, not the Irish Sea where the Royal Navy patrols, but to the west. There are said to be no patrols out there. So when this is a story in the FT, when an Irish warship approaches a Russian warship, they give out a call, and often the Russians don't answer them. They're understood to be mapping the undersea cables, which are not deep because of the shelf where you fish, means the cables are easily reachable from the surface. So, Gregory, I lay this out as the FT did, and then it says that Ireland is happy saying that it's neutral. But if the back door is open, there's no neutrality. Is this something that I can regard as chapter one of a thriller on a long airplane ride? Or is this something that NATO worries about?
Well, this is a short aircraft ride reading, actually. The Irish have been defended by someone else since time immemorial. So they still rely on somebody else looking after them, either by declared treaty or by de facto. Look, yes, they've only got about 4 of these new Samuel Beckett-class offshore patrol vessels, which are being built for them in the United Kingdom. I spent a lot of time in the Ministry of Defence and the headquarters and defence headquarters themselves in the Dublin area. In fact, one time I arrived early for a meeting, was told that the Chief of Defence was at a meeting, but I could sit in his office and wait for him. And of course, there are all these classified documents around. I mean, this is like the gang who couldn't shoot straight, really. They have no coherent defence capability. And yes, the transatlantic cables largely come across near or through Ireland or the Republic of Ireland. So it's highly vulnerable, not just for Ireland itself, but for Britain and for the European Union and for the United States and Canada. So these are critical areas. And the Russian Navy has been showing a lot of interest in this area very lately. And not just there, but also up into the North Sea and in the Greenland, Iceland, the UK gap. The Irish are now becoming somewhat disillusioned with the European Union, the public, that is. The government has basically become extremely unpopular. We talked about the unpopularity of governments on the continent and in Britain. The same applies in the Republic of Ireland. Because of the allowance of mass illegal and dumped immigrants into the country. This has changed the nature of Ireland to the point where it moved from being a strongly Catholic country to then being a secularish country to now being one which is multicultural, but not at the if you like, the request of the public itself. So there's huge problems with migrant populations coming in there, particularly Muslim migrants. So you've got a chaos in Ireland. You're not going to get any great increase in defence spending in Ireland, which means that the burden of protecting those undersea cables is going to go back to the US. It would have gone to Canada as well, because Canada is a vital partner in this, and to Britain. The United States is not working well with Canada or Britain at this stage on those kinds of defense deals. So it's a problem which could be extremely significant in the event of conflict. We know that both the People's Republic of China and the Russian Federation, their first move is to cut underwater cables. That's critical, because that's where more than 90% of the international data and voice and imagery trafficking goes. It's not through satellites. It's through undersea cables.
And right now, Ireland is not addressing the matter, as it's not a member of NATO, and so they don't have to. But the question always comes up, is NATO a real thing? There's reason to believe that it's not actually functioning in any fashion in the negotiation with Ukraine and Russia. It's not functioning with defense of Ireland, despite the back door being open. And we're going to turn to the question of NATO in a war game played recently about the immediate future and NATO versus Russia. Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.